everyone keeps talking about our population like there's some subset of it that happens to be people of color, but our city is a city of color. And I'm very worried about everyone in our city, because although we are doing well in getting folks vaccinated, A, we have a large population of children that aren't eligible. We have a significant number of folks who have an immune deficiency that, even though they are vaccinated, don't have full immunity. And we have a chunk of the population that isn't vaccinated by choice. When you add that all together and you hear and see that we have folks who experience now the effects of a Delta variant, you have to be very worried about all of the people who unprotected.
That being said, how hard hit is Allentown in this pandemic?
I don't think we have any idea yet just how hard our citizenry has been hit. Like, we're still in the middle of this. And everybody keeps saying, you know, that we're over it, we're through it. We're not. People are facing eviction because they couldn't work, and they couldn't work because they were long haulers, or they couldn't work because they didn't have childcare. People are looking to addiction. Our overdose rates have been on the rise. There's so many aspects to something like a pandemic that it isn't easy for a health director to just say, oh, we've only lost X number of people to COVID, and we have X number of people still alive, so X divided by X equals we're doing all right. It isn't that simple. So I think all communities right now are hit very hard by all of this. And I think it's going to take us a long time for the fallout of all of this to actually be measured and counted. Just because we're not wearing masks doesn't mean we're out of the woods by any stretch of the means.
So how accurate of a picture do you have right now?
We don't have an accurate picture at all. I mean, we have what we think we know. But the one thing that everyone is looking for is the definitive answer. Will there be masks in school? Will I go back into an office building to work? And I hate to say that those answers just aren't easy answers. We're all still learning. When people say, how long is this immunity going to last? We don't know until we hit the point where it doesn't. It's far more complicated than that. And availability of vaccine doesn't mean accessibility of vaccine. You can put all the vaccine you want into a population, but if it's not where they can get to it, it doesn't count. When you look at the northern tier of some parts of our county, it's not like they have a bus transportation that takes them to exactly where they need to go if they don't have a car. It's not as easy as people think for everybody to just pop in and get a vaccine. And I believe personally, and this is my personal opinion with no data, that a huge chunk of our population isn't taking this vaccine or isn't taking the second dose to this vaccine because they don't want to miss work when they have a side effect. And that's where this isn't just a public health matter. This is also an employer-employee matter. This is also a neighbor-to-neighbor matter. I mean, maybe a neighbor has to give a neighbor a ride to a vaccine. Maybe an employer has to cut somebody a break and not ding them if they're sick a day. You know, maybe a church group has to bring in a speaker and answer the myths. Maybe a school district has to plan for how they're going to bring those kids back, but understand that it's a fluid plan. I mean, there's a million pieces to this. And it's just not that easy to say where we're going to be. Sometimes we have trouble figuring out where we are because there's a lag in the data. And we're doing the best we can to predict what we can and the best we can to tackle this street and block at a time. You know, let's have a clinic in the grocery store here. Let's go to Blues, Brews, and Barbecue and sit on this corner here. Let's go to the Puerto Rican Festival and sit here. But we have no idea whether folks are going to want that opportunity or not until we get there. So we go as prepared as we can, and we hope for the best.